Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we dig into your source material and see what fascinating stuff we can unearth. Today, we're diving into a story. It feels kind of like a Nick Hornby novel, you know, all about arts and longing and those deep conversations you only seem to have in dive bars late at night.
And what's really interesting here is that it's not just a simple love story. It's about this search for a connection and how that sparks an entire creative project. We're talking about this Noël equation and a whole new art form called montage. So yeah, get ready, because we're about to explore art, science, and the search for a soulmate all in one.
Right. So at the center of all this is David Noël Lynch. He's an artist working in Atlanta back in the early 2000s. And the source material we're working with is really something. We've got concert ticket stubs, personal notes. It's like we're piecing together a box of memories.
Yeah. And those pieces really paint this picture of David as an artist who's still figuring things out. He's creating these really abstract photographs, but he's not sure who his audience is yet.
So he's like creatively stifled, looking for something more.
Exactly. And that's where this place, the North River Tavern, comes in. It's this dive bar, kind of dimly lit, in Sandy Springs, Georgia. His friend, Duran, suggests it might be a good place to meet some other artists, find his people.
And maybe find a muse along the way, right? Because it seems like Dave is looking for a certain kind of connection, especially coming out of this long-term relationship.
Yeah, he really wanted someone who could keep up with him intellectually. Someone to navigate what he called labyrinthine corridors of his mind.
Oh, wow. I can just picture him now sitting there with a drink, TVs blaring sports, and he's trying to have a deep conversation about genetics or something.
Bold move in a dive bar, for sure.
Yeah, not your typical pickup line. But then again, we are talking about the guy who's trying to understand the universe with an equation. So speaking of which, this feels like the right time to talk about this Noël equation. It's like he's trying to quantify everything.
It's definitely ambitious. And we see that in his art, too. He develops this new form, he calls it montage, where he uses Photoshop to layer and mirror his photographs. Then he adds in text, symbols, more photos. It's really like you're stepping into his mind.
Like he's trying to show that interconnectedness he sees in the universe.
Yeah.
Visually.
Exactly. And it's not just theoretical for him. It's in this very bar, amongst the noise and the clinking glasses, that he meets Kimberly Ann Shade.
Kimberly. She seems pretty important to this story. What can you tell us about her?
Well, she was captivating, intelligent, and she had this deep connection to music, which really resonated with David.
Oh, they have that initial spark, that shared interest. But there's a catch, right? Wasn't Kimberly seeing someone at the time?
Right, Tyler. But even though David has these feelings for Kimberly, he doesn't let that stifle his creativity. It actually seems to fuel it.
It's like that classic story, the artist pouring their unrequited love into their art.
Yeah, and for David, we see it not just in the Noël equation, but also in the way he interacts with Kimberly. They have this unspoken language, leaving notes for each other on napkins, sharing these little bits of their thoughts.
So even though things are complicated, they still find these little ways to connect. And it's within this dynamic that David decides to share something really personal with Kimberly, the Noël equation itself.
He reveals this formula, this culmination of his thoughts on, well, everything, really. The universe, time, existence. And in Kimberly, he finds someone who understands it. The source material says her reaction was like a symphony of mutual understanding.
Wow. Now that's a connection. Makes you wonder what she thought when she first saw it, what it was like for him to share something so personal.
It's a big moment for David, sharing that equation with Kimberly. But, you know, life has a way of throwing curveballs. Kimberly's not at the North River Tavern as much anymore. And we start to see David struggling with a new kind of longing, the longing for a connection that's fading away.
It's like he's just finding his groove and his muse starts disappearing. Yeah. I wonder how that affects an artist, that sense of absence.
Right. And the source material, it shows us David's feeling a lot of things during this time. I mean, Kimberly isn't around as much, but they're still in touch, still having those late night dinners, those quiet conversations. And then everything changes. Kimberly's pregnant.
Wow, what a turn of events. Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier how much David wanted a connection, somebody to share his life with. Seeing that possibility, but not with him. That must have been tough.
It was complicated, for sure. And yet he never stops exploring those big questions, you know? Remember the Noël equation, that attempt to understand existence itself. Makes you think maybe he saw an echo of that in this new life, in Kimberly becoming a mother.
Like life was mirroring his art creation connection, the ups and downs of it all.
Exactly. And as the years go by, their lives get more and more intertwined, but not how you might expect. They're both navigating parenthood, but separately. And their connection, though it's tested by time and distance, it never really goes away.
It says a lot about the bond they built. A shared love of knowledge, similar passions, maybe even that unrequited longing. But it sounds like distance does start to play a part eventually.
It does. Kimberly ends up moving to Pennsylvania. But even though they're states apart, their connection remains. They talk. They share their thoughts and experiences, proving that some connections can handle anything.
Speaks to their history, that they can keep that spark alive even with all those miles between them. And it's during this new chapter, with Kimberly so far away, that their story takes another unexpected turn.
It does. See, their connection, their history, their bond, it turns into a long-distance romance.
You're kidding. After all this time, after years of being in each other's lives, talking about a plot twist, David must have felt like he was finally getting what he always wanted.
You can sense that shift in the story, this feeling of hope and new beginnings. But don't forget, this is a story about longing, about almosts and near misses. Just as they're imagining a future together, life throws up roadblocks.
Oh no. Don't tell me Kimberly met someone new again.
Not exactly. This time, it's family. David's mother becomes ill, needs his care. And at the same time, Kimberly's grandmother gets sick and she needs to help take care of her. It's like fate, or maybe just bad timing, keeps them apart.
Right place, wrong time, you know. Oh. It's heartbreaking seeing them so close, but circumstances keeping them from happiness.
Yeah. That sense of duty to family, their love for the people in their lives, becomes this unexpected obstacle.
It's really sad. Just as they get closer, life pulls them back. Makes you wonder, will they ever find their way back to each other? It's like they're stuck in this loop of almost, you know, almost together, almost on the same page, but never quite getting there. So what happens next?
Well, after some time apart, after grieving for their family members, it seems like there's an opening. David reaches out to Kimberly, hoping to pick things up again.
This is it, their chance to finally make it work.
Right.
I'm remembering that dream they had about seeing the dinosaurs at the Smithsonian.
You're right, that dream comes back up. David suggests they finally go together, like a symbolic trip, you know? Stepping back in time, seeing these ancient connections. And Kimberly, she seems interested. But just as they're making plans, there's another twist.
No way. Another roadblock.
Yeah, unfortunately. Kimberly tells him she's seeing someone new, a guy named Greg.
Are you serious? It's like the universe is messing with them. Giving them a taste of what could be and then yanking it away makes you wonder about timing, about fate. Maybe some connections, no matter how strong, just aren't meant to be.
It's definitely thought-provoking. And it's interesting, the reason Kimberly gives for this final rejection.
She gives a reason.
Yeah, and it's kind of out of left field. She says it's their age difference.
You're kidding me. After all this, after everything they connected on, their shared experiences, it's almost insulting, like their whole relationship boiled down to a number.
Right. It doesn't really make sense, considering she always said age didn't matter to her.
So how does David handle this? He spent years putting his heart into his art, channeling all those feelings for Kimberly, for connection in general. How does it all end?
We get Gregzilla.
Gregzilla. Okay, now I have to know more.
So that's what David starts calling Greg in his notes after the rejection, almost like a cartoon villain.
I can see it, this big monster representing David's heartbreak.
Exactly. Gregzilla is like this embodiment of unrequited love, how it can make you feel small and insignificant because of what you've lost. And it's bigger than just Greg. It's all the mischances, the what ifs, all that longing that's been woven into David's life and his art.
It's a really powerful image. Like, no matter how complicated your equations get, how intricate your artwork is, you can't control something as messy and unpredictable as human connection.
And yet, even though there's heartbreak, even with all those near misses, David's story makes you think, how often are we searching for connection in the people we meet, the art we make, the world around us?
Right. It makes you appreciate those moments when you really click with someone, a look across a crowded room, a song that hits you just right, a conversation that sticks with you. Maybe all art is just our way of trying to connect, to leave a little piece of ourselves behind.
Maybe so. David Noel Lynch, with his Noel equation, his montage art, and this yearning for Kimberly, he gives us a glimpse into how we search for meaning, for connection, for where we fit in this giant, confusing universe. And that search, as David shows us, that might be the most human thing of all.